Tomorrow in London, WikiLeaks founder and former Walkley Award winner Julian Assange is due to face court. The United States is expected to outline its extradition case based on 17 new charges that the Trump-led government has filed against Mr. Assange. Under the law in the US, journalists are protected from charges of leaking classified information if the leaks are not in the public interest. So the US maintains that Julian Assange is not a journalist. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, says that Mr. Assange is unfit to stand trial. Dr. Don Jiggins from Bay FM spoke with Kieran Riley, long-time Julian Assange supporter, who's been maintaining a vigil outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Because of family reasons, I had to urgently go to Dublin. And 4 hours after I left is when the special branch moved in and extracted Julian. I was absent for about 40 hours. So I came back to that. And we moved stuff. Some friends had built a kind of, well, it was really a large coffin, really, a box for me to sleep in. So we moved that out to a traffic island opposite Belmarsh Prison. We think it's very significant to maintain a visible solidarity presence outside the prison. It's a very brutal prison. It's known locally as the UK's Guantanamo. And Julian is in, he's in a situation where he's in a cell 23 hours a day. At maximum, he gets half an hour outside on the recreation yard and a half an hour to kind of scramble around and compete with other prisoners to make phone calls. So he's in no way able to prepare a defence.
Kieran said the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, has reported that Julian Assange is suffering from the effects of psychological torture.
Recently, a Swedish lawyer here in England visited him and reported on what a bad state of health he is in. And a separate UN raconteur had visited him and gave a full report saying what he's been experiencing for the last 7 years amounts to torture. The UN had previously ruled what England was doing was illegal, arbitrary detention, and the British government just ignored that.
Nils Melzer, the Special Rapporteur on Torture.
I'm extremely worried about his current state of health, which was alarming already when I visited him, but which now seems to have deteriorated to the point that he's no longer able to stand trial and to participate in his own court hearings. Secondly, I must say I'm appalled at the consistent and sustained and concerted abuse this man has been exposed to at the hands of the democratic states over a period of almost a decade. And thirdly, I'm also gravely alarmed at the risks he would be exposed to if extradited to the United States. I fear he would be exposed to a politicized show trial in violation of his fundamental human rights.
Although the mainstream media has been substantially hostile to Julian Assange, Kieran O'Reilly detects a change.
The Yanks handed down 17 espionage charges. So his next court appearance is the 12th of June, where the Americans have to pretty much lay out the table for why they want him extradited to the state for crimes of journalism. And I think there's some movement in the states where even the Washington Post, the New York Times, a lot of these mainstream journalists have spent 9 years trying to throw Julian Assange overboard. And I think in the States, they're beginning to realise they're shackled to Julian Assange. And if you accept the 17 charges of espionage for basically journalism, then that puts them all in peril.
Long-time Julian Assange supporter Kieran O'Reilly speaking there from London to our reporter Dr. John Jiggins from Bay FM.